Living Naturally Simply. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Living Naturally Simply. How do we live naturally simply? How do we figure out who we really are and what our goals are for ourselves and our life? What does it mean, living naturally simply? It seems as though we have made a great deal out of living. We have made a great deal out of being ourselves and having fun. We cannot figure out how to do it. We cannot figure out how to be gentle people, how to be wonderful people, how to be people that accomplish whatever goal we have set for ourselves. We would like to be happy people. We'd like to be generous people. We'd like to be millionaires. We'd like to be people who have the charisma, who invite everyone into our world, and we are the masters. We would like to be in control and charge at all times. Now, how can we go about do that? How can we go about doing that? Can we live naturally, simply? Well, the best way to do that is to first find, now this is a key word here and a key idea, first find peace within ourselves. For when we find peace within ourselves, we've got everything. We're not looking for anything in the outer. We're not looking for someone or something to make us happy. We're not looking for objects or things that might lift us up or put us down or something. We're just looking for being ourselves and having fun, just relaxing, doing everything in a peaceful, wonderful way. And the best way to do anything in a peaceful, wonderful way is to learn how to breathe. This is something that all of us think we know how to do because we have been taking our breaths all the years of our life. But do we really know how to breathe? Do we know how to get the most out of the oxygen, out of the air that is in front of us, out of the experiences of our life? Now, it's not a matter of breathing in the air. It's not a matter of needing oxygen and needing air. You think, oh, surely I do need that. Oh, my goodness, yes. Without oxygen, we would die very quickly. Well, really, when you get right down to it, it's not without the oxygen, it's without the breathing. The oxygen is all here. Everything is all here. In our body is every atom that could ever suffice us to fulfill whatever it is we want to have. Every atom. But have we learned how to take it in? Have we learned how to breathe in who we are and what we are? Now, we don't need the oxygen, we don't need the air, we don't need these things. And this is a tremendous point to be aware of right away. We don't need it. We use it. It allows us to be mobile. It allows us to exist in this universe. But we don't need it because we always are. Now, we have chosen a physical body. And we have chosen this physical universe. And we've chosen to be here and now. But are we willing to be cooperative with the here and now? Do we say, I've got to do it my way? Oh, my way is the only way to do it. I don't care what other people tell me. I don't care what anyone tells me. I'm going to do it my way. And then we go about doing it our way. And our way is okay. But our way is not 100% rewarding. To be 100% rewarding, we have to know how to use the facilities that we have here in the world. If you have a bathroom and you don't know how to flush the toilet does you very little good. If you have a sink and you don't know how to turn the water on, it doesn't do you much good to use the sink. Do you have a bathroom? You could have a, say, I got the nicest bathroom in the world. I haven't figured out how to use it yet, but I got the nicest bathroom in the world. And isn't it wonderful? We do. We go in foreign countries, and sometimes they have toilets that are different than the ones we are familiar with. And we have to say, how do you use that? Well, use your common sense, and then use it. Now, we have been breathing all of our life. We have been taking in air all of our life and out. But have we really learned how to use it harmoniously, beautifully, and wonderfully? They say they took their last breath, or I got the air punched out of me, or I fell down and I lost my breath. I lost my ability to breathe for a moment. And my whole system was out of order. And when our system is in order, we don't think a thing about it. And there is where the rub comes. There is where the problem comes into our world. Let us think, how do you breathe? All right. Now you say, you breathe in the air, and you breathe it out. Now, I breathed in the air and I breathed it out in a very dramatic, in a very powerful way. You could hear me. And you say to yourself, hey, big deal. Yes, hey, big deal. I breathe in and I breathe out. Isn't that wonderful? Now, why do we breathe in? Because we are exchanging the oxygen, we are exchanging the air in our lungs. And that in turn brings oxygen to our bloodstream, and that takes it to all the areas of our body because it uses that. Now, really, we don't need it. Really, we breathe far more than we need it. If we would just be taking gentle little breaths, we'd find these to be most effective in our life and in our body. But we haven't been trained to do that. We've been trained to breathe hard when we're working, when we're exercising. Now, when a scientist is working on a problem, he generally has his body activity quite busy. And when a guru or a master or a meditator or someone who is in deep introspective work, when they go into their work, they breathe very shallow, very remarkably low key, and they breathe more like, I can't make the sound for you because if it makes the sound then I'm breathing too heavy, but breathe very gently, very lowly, very quietly, you might say. Peace. There's the key. Peace. 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 When I say peace, when I say peace, gentle quietness, when I say peace, I'm not saying, I'm not giving the athlete's breathing technique. I'm saying peace. I'm giving the meditator's breathing technique. And in this breathing technique, I am circulating throughout my entire system ideal, pure, fresh breathing. And I'm making the most out of this oxygen, out of this air, out of this breathing. I'm not breathing a lot, because when you breathe a lot, you're not really taking in the oxygen of your breath. You're just bringing lots of breaths in so you can get as much as you can, but you're not really taking in much because you're working too hard. Your body is designed to be a shallow breather. Our body is designed to take in the oxygen and take in the air and take in whatever in a very moderate, very low-key, very peaceful thing. In fact, when people meditate and are truly meditating effectively, and you are near them, you do not even know they are breathing. You cannot tell what their inspiration is, their taking in of the air, because it is so quiet and so peaceful. Like we say, peaceful, that's the key. When you can teach yourself to breathe peacefully, you have it. Now, interesting enough, the way to learn to breathe peacefully is first to breathe enthusiastically. And you go in with the nose and out with the mouth. In with the nose and out with the mouth. You breathe in through your nose, and you breathe out through your mouth. And you do that 5 or 10 times. And you do that very definitely, very significantly. And then as soon as you've done that a few times, the panic of your breathing, the panic of your needing air, which is a mental panic, is over with. And then you have enough reservoir of oxygen in you that allows you now to breathe very shallowly and very gently and very peacefully and almost not breathe at all. And as you do this, you are peaceful. You are relaxed. All of the tension, all of the anxiety, all of the frustration and confusion of your life, of my life, fades away. And I am living naturally, simply, beautifully, being myself. This is something we do not teach ourselves. Our parents don't teach it to us. Our world doesn't teach it to us. But yet, when we get the stuffings knocked out of us, when we have an incident that makes us lose our breath for a moment, we recuperate. We come back to proper breathing. We come back to normal breathing, but we do so only when we stop panicking, only when we stop our anxiety, only when we become peaceful, only when we become relaxed and let go. As we do that, we are living naturally, simply, in our most normal way, in our most beautiful way. As we do that, the wear and tear on our human body becomes marginal, very simple, very almost not even there. But it means that we have to build up within ourselves a habit contrary to the habits that we have built up so far. The habits we've built up so far are forced breathing, forced everything. And now we want to build up the habit of relaxed breathing, of living naturally, simply. So naturally, so simply, so peacefully, that all the desires of our heart, all the thoughts of our heart, all the dreams, all the goals, all the wishes, all the chasing that we could ever do mentally or physically cease to be, and we are peace. And in this peace, which has to become a habit, but in this peace, we let go and let God, as we might so perfectly say it, we let go and let God, let the divine within us reveal itself to us. Now, the divine within us does not reveal itself to us when we are panicky or when we are uptight, when we are nervous, when we are not at peace. The divine within us reveals itself to us when we are peace, when we are living naturally, simply, beautifully, peacefully. And this we train ourselves to do by saying, taking deep breaths and letting it out, deep breaths, not hyperventilation. When we reach the hyperventilation aspect, we are doing a disservice to ourselves, but just under the hyperventilation aspect. And then we let go. Then we remain in that peaceful, quiet, sensitive, caring attitude. Now, we breathe deeply in and out through our nose and out through our mouth. And we do this because we're building up a habit of the rhythm. We're building up the habit of the concept. We're building up the habit of the condition. And as we build up this habit of condition, we can go into this state of meditation, this state of perfect breathing, this state of perfect oneness with our own divine self. We can go into that state, not, so to speak, with a snap of the finger, that's possible too, but we go into, with the click of our awareness, we have let go of the outer, and we have proclaimed the inner. We have let go of all of the physical universe and all of its anxiety that it seems to bring to us, and we sort of open up to that peaceful reservoir of all good within us. We become the most charming, delightful, desirable, universal beings that you can possibly be. It's not that the rest of the world sees us this way, they will, but it's that we see ourselves this way. We see ourselves peaceful. We see ourselves living naturally, simply. It's just our natural way of being, our natural way of letting go and letting all the frustration of our world go to its natural place of nothingness, of nowhereness. And we learn to breathe. Now, the very thing that I'm sharing with you to do is the very thing that you will, at a point, realize that you don't do. That you don't breathe deeply and let it all out. You don't have this mechanizing of your body to breathe in and out. You don't do that. You do it only to build the habit of doing it. Now you say, that sounds very contrary. Well, it does, doesn't it? But life and its experiences are often contrary. When we are faced with a dilemma, it's only when we become peaceful and relaxed that the answer comes to us. When we are worried about the dilemma, when we're worried about the problem, we cannot see the solution because we have our heart, our mind, our thought, our attention completely put on the problem. When we have our thought, mind, attitude, our every thought we could ever be onto the solution, we do so with a peaceful heart. We do so with a relaxed body, with a sigh, we let out all the remaining tensions that keep us from breathing naturally, normally, peacefully. And now, our system is clear. Our system is relaxed. We breathe gently. And peacefully, we let go. We breathe enthusiastically sometimes at first, merely to remind us to breathe peacefully. And the day will come that we will not have to breathe enthusiastically to remind us to breathe peacefully, because we will have gained that habitual state of peace within ourselves. We'll be living naturally in the most simple manner we could ever conceive of living. This happens for everyone. This happens in every life. Now, some people, so to speak, die before they ever wake up to how they breathe. But at the moment of leaving this body behind, at that moment, if people have the feeling that they are peaceful, it's good to relax and totally let go and totally release. And then you say, well, do you have to die to do that? No, certainly not. But you have to die to your old methods of looking at life. You die to your old habits, that your old themes, and you are born into the idea of being peace. Now, we can be born into the idea of being peace and never have to leave this body behind. We can take this body with us to every dimension, if we wish. Rather, you look at this body, and really we should look at this body, more like a cloak, a coat. And we use it, and we enjoy it. And when we are ready for a different cloak or different coat, we lay this one aside and we put on a different one. Now, that's not death of the being. That's only the letting go of something we no longer need. But if we can train ourselves to breathe peacefully, to breathe lovingly, to breathe wonderfully, if we can train ourselves, then as we train ourselves, we find that our life is living naturally, simply right now in the most beautiful way. We find that the answers to every desire that we have in our thinking system are right there in front of us. We find that our body no longer needs all the food we seem to give it, no longer needs all the water we seem to give it, all the air we seem to give it. For we are living in a state of peace, in a state of absolute relaxation and peace. And when we live in this state of relaxation and peace, all the tensions, all the things that were not pleasant, not necessary for us, fade away. Our body and its age fades away. We become youthful. You say, how could you do that? When you become peaceful, you become youthful. And when you're a child and you learn how to breathe and you breathe properly, you are always a child and you are always, yet as a child, still mature in your intelligence, in your touch with the universal within you. You are one with all. And it is a good and a glorious feeling. But it's one that we do by choice. The relaxation we do by choice. Our breathing we do by choice. Our living we do by choice. And my question to me and to you, when will we begin to do this by choice? And I say for me, right now. I let go and let the divine in me be all of me now and forevermore. And how wonderful it is living naturally, simply. I love you. I love you. I love you.